Oh, baby, how you lying? Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning and happy new year, my friend. The first show of the new year. Here we are with Vincent Hunt in the first hour talking about business. And Dr. Mignon will join us talking about health and wellness issues and our own personal goals for 2015. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
This is Joe Doty with Truck and Car Concepts and at 3270 Mahan Drive. Tallahassee, you tired of your old ride? Not looking to buy a new one? Bring it down to Truck and Car Concepts and we'll make it look new. Lift kits, lowering kits, we have full detailing. We have everything to make that old car look new, make that old truck perk up.
Joe Doty and his crew will do it with all the latest, biggest, and best you're going to need. We can put you back on the street with complete automotive detailing that'll make all their heads turn.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time. Get the right parts and equipment and thorough, exact installation with a lifetime warranty. After 20 years of experience, you can trust Truck and Car Concepts.
The perfect gift. Truck and Car Concepts gift certificates are available now.
Let's rock your ride with our bed liners, toolboxes, brush guards, and bed caps.
I think I'm in love.
Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. 656-8800. 656-8800.
In 1939, a young copywriter named Robert L. May of the Montgomery Ward Company wrote a Christmas poem to be shared with their store customers. The popularity of this little poem grew famously until it became one of America's most treasured. So much so that 10 years later, it was the basis of a song written by Johnny Marks and recorded by Gene Autry. As a child, May was often taunted and ostracized for being shy and small in stature. So it was easy for him to capture those emotions as he told us the story of one strange-looking reindeer with a shiny red nose. And now you know another Christmas story. From Ray Gordon Brake Service, the brake experts on Greer Road, call 850-386-6133. Widen Glass on South Monroe, 850-222-5781. And by Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, 850-656-6133.
8453. So here we are, friend. I'm glad you joined me. We have a great show lined up for you. Happy New Year to you, wherever you may be, here or about. If you're listening online, you may be anywhere in the world. And we have folks from time to time who will Facebook us or email us from various parts around the country and around the world. So thank you for listening. We are looking forward to this year of 2015 where so many things have come to fruition, things that were put into place years and years back here in our beloved Tallahassee town. And we saw in 2014 the accomplishment, I would say, the achievement of some remarkable things, especially things that serve the general welfare and are available to the public, like Cascades Park. The opening of Cascades Park marked a very long and arduous process of working with engineers and contractors and planners, and it all came about, and largely in part because the folks that were behind all of that decided to really step things up. And so when you talk to people involved with Town and Gown, like Mike Pate, or if you talk to the people with KCCI, now the director there, Betsy Couch, well, these are folks who really wanted to see that happen much sooner than originally planned. It was slated for 2020. And they said, well, I ain't going to work. So they moved the date up to 2010, I think, was the intention, and then it came about that in 2014, the actual opening of Cascades Park would occur, and so it did, and already has become a center of activity for a lot of folks. Some think of it as Tallahassee's Central Park, But with that, we have a great facility there that's available throughout the year for various reasons and offering various amenities. The amphitheater, probably one of the most notable. And so the question is, was it worth waiting? Well, most folks are saying yes. Although I have met people who've yet to visit the park, and they need to do so. But it's already hosted a few national acts. Some musical groups have been in there, and it'll continue to, I think, provide for the city a kind of hub. And we've seen a number of other things go on throughout the year. The achievement of Gaines Street development, which was slated as part of the whole College Town effort. Things didn't go quite as anticipated with some of those folks, like America's Backyard decided to stay in their own backyard, so they backed out. But for the most part, it's come to be what it is, and we'll hope to see it continue to grow and survive. Gaines Street itself has been completely refashioned, and a lot of those folks who had made their businesses there over the years, like Full Press Apparel, they've found other quarters. Some have complained that it has a bit of a manicured appearance. It has lost some of its soul along the way, and you know, when you get engineers and planners involved, and it takes on a kind of theme park feeling after a while. But be that as it may, it is certainly intended to be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week sort of place to be, you know, extending the downtown in a way that is a bit off of the beaten path, but is certainly part of that whole effort. In the words of Eric Barron, you remember President Eric Barron when he was here talking about the Madison Mile and wanting to see that whole effort continue, connecting the Civic Center with downtown, with Florida State, with Bill Campbell Stadium. So anyway, it certainly happened. In other less pleasant occurrences, Leon County Schools continues to be under investigation. So again, among the top stories out of 2014, you'd certainly have to include that in the list, along with all of the investigation related to Jameis Winston. The Jameis Winston story of late has, in terms of any wrongdoing, has come to a kind of closure, we hope, and for his sake, particularly, he was exonerated of any wrongdoing. But the ongoing investigation of Leon County Schools, which includes the FBI and other law enforcement agencies, has not yet come to any kind of conclusion. So that remains a bit of a serious question mark, to say the least. We saw some rather disturbing things happen. The FSU shooting, certainly among those that put us all on notice. Dan Markle homicide, the attorney who was shot, killed there in his own driveway, there in the Benton Hills area. And, of course, the loss of a sheriff's deputy who was shot and killed responding to the call. You know, his demise happened, we think, now because he wasn't correctly notified by dispatch, and those folks were dismissed who were negligent, apparently, in not notifying the fact that this particular individual, Mr. Holly, was known for wanting to bring out the folks involved with law enforcement, and he was targeting them. So he set his house on fire, house that I guess he was leasing or something like that, right? And then decided to take aim, and he did so, killing officer or county deputy Christopher Smith. And from what I recall, that marks the one killing of a deputy out of the last 100 years that has occurred. And so a tragic loss there. And then on the heels of that, the loss of longtime Leon County Sheriff Larry Campbell. So, yes, 2014 has brought with it some victories and some losses, some painful losses that we cannot too soon heal and recover from. And we hope for all of those who are personally involved, families and friends, them as well, that they recognize that healing and experience that recovery in a timely fashion. Speaking of triumphs, of course, Senator John Thrasher was named the FSU president in 2014, our new president. And Gwen Graham took aim at the incumbent and won her position, as was not expected by some, but she won her position as second congressional district representative. And the and Gwen Graham now occupies that office as the Democrat. And I'm sure with the help and admiration of her father, Bob Graham, U.S. Senator Bob Graham, unseating Republican Steve Sutherland. So wins and losses, yeah, there have been plenty. And we are happy to tell you that as part of that whole thing, this little radio show, Tallahassee Talks, has been about the business of bringing you those stories and those people who make this town what it is. And that's what we're doing today as we begin 2015. We'll have Vincent Hunt coming up here right after the break. And this portion of our show brought to you by our good friends out there at Tommy T's in Midtown. If you're looking for a quick oil change, or if you need more help than that, they're the guys to trust. Tommy T's in Midtown on Thomasville Road. Stay with me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We are in the presence of greatness here. We have a very able, in my humble opinion, individual who for his a number of years in Tallahassee has contributed sizably to the conversation and to the substance of those activities related to economic development and innovation and technology and education and leadership issues. As somebody who does not find himself entrenched by the older ways and the traditions that often, I think, encumber Tallahassee. So Vincent Hunt has agreed to join us this morning. Not exactly sure how we were able to talk him into this, but glad to have Vincent Hunt. He is the founder and CEO at Massive Corporation, based here in the United States, designed to connect organizations with the people they need to fuel creativity, innovation, and growth, leveraging over two decades of experience in the creative industry as a designer and entrepreneur. Hunt helps leaders understand the dynamics of design-focused, innovation-driven, growth-oriented teams and what it takes to build and grow one within the post-industrial economy. So let's welcome the very esteemed Vincent Hunt. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you, sir?
You look better than last time I saw you.
Man, I don't know what it is.
Are you working out?
I think it's the water.
Eating well? It's the water, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Tallahassee is known for its water. This is true. And its nightlife.
That,
yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's it. Let's contribute some of that to it. Yeah.
We have, and I certainly appreciate the time you're spending with us today. We have in mind the opportunity to look forward as we begin this year. Here we are, the first show in the new year. This begins our fifth season. Yeah. Aren't you happy for us?
Oh, man, come on now.
I mean, anybody who can do anything for 5 years running.
And make it, like, and make it stick real good, too.
I mean, me and know. Walmart, we're in there, you know.
That's
Walmart's
it.
Future, I don't know. But we're having a lot of fun doing this. And in the process, we've met some amazing people along the way. 2014 for us was staggering, I think, in many ways. We had Eric Barron as a guest, and we had First Lady Ann Scott and people like Aretha Jones. A few folks were with us last week. You know, we had a chance to review some of those highlights from 2014. And that's a good place to start, isn't it, as we look forward into this coming year, Mr. Hunt. I know that you've been involved, and that's an understatement, in a lot of those things that were planned back even in 2012 and 2013. And
so
2014, some things happened. Tell us what you see, what you saw.
2014 was a very, very interesting year, I think, for Tallahassee, because, like you said, we really kind of started having the vision of what would happen in 2012, 2013. We started talking a little bit more about entrepreneurship, which got me excited, innovation and creativity, how we really, really need to expand in those areas. And so for me, you know, kind of sitting there twiddling my thumbs, getting excited about, you know, what could actually happen. You know, to actually see some of those things come to pass in 2014 was huge. Mm. You saw Domi Ventures, which is our local incubator. It kind of came to the surface and actually, you know, planted some ground. You had young entrepreneurs coming to the table. You had, matter of fact, you even had the senior business community starting to open their eyes and get involved in the conversation, saying, you know, we need to get more involved. We're entrepreneurs as well.
When you say that, who do you think of, the senior business community? Or
When I say the senior business community, businesses, because this is, and this is a clear distinction in between my chain of thought, you know, a lot of the chain of thought that's going on out there, you know, a lot of people are kind of encumbered in this idea of the startup world, you know, startup culture. And when you think that, you start thinking of the younger entrepreneurs, and I think they're important. I think they're very important. But I think that we would be remiss if we didn't really include all the real startups, right? The marketing company that's been out there for 3 or 4 years, they're still a startup.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some of the more established businesses that are here in Tallahassee that are contributing to the community, we can't turn our back on them. We can't close our eyes to the effect that they have on Tallahassee as a whole. So it's not just these young green entrepreneurs popping up. It's the whole entrepreneurial community as a whole.
Do you think that the means by which startups occur has changed? In other words, how they find grounding, how do they get access to resources? Has that changed?
It's not, you know what? It's changed a little bit, but not to the degree that I think that it should have. I mean, it's still a big conversation. Young startups that are starting up here in Tallahassee still have a hard time really connecting with the bigger community of Tallahassee as far as resources.
Yeah.
Still kind of scattered.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, in 2014, there were a lot of conversations that started leaning towards, we need to have one portal, one way for a young startup to say, this is how I connect to the community, or this is where I get resources from, whether it be financial resources from the investment side of the house, or it's just logistic resources, whether it be, you know, the accounting things or even marketing, you know, how do they connect? There's a lot of missing pieces.
How do they connect? How in a way that is contributive to not just their welfare, but to the rest of us? I mean, we've had people like William McCluskey. He's got this wonderful little program that allows you to, in a kind of Wikipedia fashion, create a flowchart that is community-based. So if you've engaged some process that's likely involves some kind of bureaucracy, like trying to get your financial aid or trying to renew your driver's license, right? So McCluskey says, well, you know, that's really annoying because those programs, those systems, those structures can be very difficult to access. So what do you do when the system is awkward or even broken? So then he creates this neat little web environment that says, hey, tell us how you were able to work through that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? What was the magic button that you found that if you pushed,
mm-hmm.
it works?
Mm-hmm.
So now Vincent comes behind him and goes, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And in your experience then, you add to that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have this great sort of demonstration of how this thing really is to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So proper channel comes along and helps solve a very real, very practical, or in a practical way, some of the things that we need to benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
Proper channel.
Proper channel. So you got proper channel.
Yep.
And then you've also got Arrow. They've talked about this thing called Arrow.
Yeah.
But in my mind, from a design perspective, none of them are intuitive enough and visible enough where the entrepreneur just knows that's a weapon in my tool belt.
I got you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it has to be like given to them right out the gate, you know.
Talking with entrepreneur, innovator, developer, and business guru, Mr. Vincent Hunt. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. This Christmas, may that joy fill your heart now and throughout the coming year. A message of hope from Volcar Sales and Service. For repairs, maintenance, and installation of everything on your vehicle. Volcar, for all cars. Call 942-4980. Glass Pro Shop, for residential, commercial, and auto glass installation and replacement. For problems solved, call 575-7403. And Thomas Serio, MD, practicing family medicine in Tallahassee and supporting his patients through a full spectrum of personalized care. Call 576-3847.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Vincent Hunt about the coming year. And to get there, we had to kind of start with where we've been, what we wanted to do. Some of that we've achieved in this 2014 behind us. And now, what's up ahead?
2015.
Yeah.
2015 is going to be cool.
Tell me about
that. It's going to be really, really cool. I think what we're going to see in 2015 is a lot of shaking off of the excess fat.
Hmm.
There was a lot of noise in 2014. A lot of things got accomplished. A lot of moving parts in 2014. Everybody running to the table. Everybody trying to, you know, entrench their feet into, you know, this entrepreneurial ecosystem where they fit. Really trying to make sense of it all. And in that, you had a lot of people coming to the surface. But it's just like any other thing that you see in economic development. If you think back to, and I always liken it to like the dot-com bubble, right?
Yeah.
When you had the dot-com bubble, you had a lot of dot-coms come to the industry. Everybody wanted to have a dot-com. And there was this big, huge swell of dot-com, right? But then what happened, there was the dot-com bubble bust. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And when it busted, you had a lot of people fall out, right? The people who just kind of had ideas or kind of cool ideas, but no real marketplace traction, you know, those ideas fell out. But then what you had is you had the core staples. You had the Amazons of the world. You had the Googles of the world. You had the really, really important work that was being done still on the surface and growing, right? I think the exact same thing is happening here, just like it's happening all over the country, where you're having the startup bubble bust.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The startup bubble bust, in my mind, is where you had a lot of people flock into the industry. And I'm not talking about just here in Tallahassee. I'm talking about all over the country.
And even worldwide. Yeah.
Worldwide. You know, you had tons of new innovations, bunches of new companies coming to the surface. But then what happened is now is the cream is going to start to float to the top.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a lot of these startups falling off. Mm-hmm. Right. And it happens. Those cycles happen all the time. So it's a natural thing. But this is what's really, really cool about Tallahassee. Here in Tallahassee, you had all of this going on, and now what you're about to have is you're about to have a consolidation, some of the best ideas coming to the forefront. And above and beyond that, I think you're going to see Tallahassee's true DNA come to the surface, which is really thought leadership, which is really, really cool to me, because we're not so much of a product city. Like, if you think about Silicon Valley, in Silicon Valley, they're producing products. Right. Platforms, whether it be the Four Squares of the world, or we can think about the Ubers of the world, all the different really, really cool things that were, you know, produced are coming out of the Bostons, the Silicon Valleys, the New Yorks. They're producing products. Well, what's really cool about Tallahassee is our product, it's always been brains, which is weird, right? We're one of the most educated cities. Thought leadership. We're one of the most educated cities in the country because you have three universities or three education cities. You have FAMU, you have FSU, you have TCC, right? Those three schools producing brains all over the place.
Yeah.
And if you think about people, and I'm not sure if you've had a chance to have him on your show yet, but if you haven't, you should. Ryan Kapinski.
Yeah, he's been here.
Ryan Kapinski.
Yeah.
This is a young guy.
Google Glass
yeah. jumped out there, early thought leader, right? Going for his PhD, super, super smart. And he's starting to ask the serious questions, okay? Like, are we producing big enough ideas in the entrepreneurial ecosystem? Hmm. Are we incubating the right products over at Domi? He's starting to ask those questions. And what he's going to do is he's going to bring in a whole nother set of questions and questioners, people who are saying, okay, what is it that we really do provide? What is the true value proposition of Tallahassee? Let's get out of the noise and let's get down to what matters.
Where do you fit into that process personally?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I don't fit at all. No, I'm just kidding.
You're on the outside looking in, I know.
It's this place of thought leadership. And for a massive corporation, we've really, really been focused on how do we bring value to this community? You know, what is it that we bring? And so for 2015, there's going to be an influx of people. People has always been at the core of innovation. You can't get around this idea that people drive innovation. You can have the best ideas in the world, but where they come from? They come from the people. So what you're going to have is you're going to have a lot of people that are they're finding themselves what I call displaced, not only here in Tallahassee, but all over the country, because they were in startups that just didn't make it. You know, the startups failed. So these really, really bright, intelligent people who are entrepreneurs at their core, in their spirit, right?
Yeah.
At the core.
Yeah.
Now we'll find themselves in entrepreneurship positions, working for the companies that did survive. Mm. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm. So you had a bunch of people come to the table. They are starting.
So rather than this talent being siphoned off and them finding themselves in other places, they stay here and they get involved with those projects that are working.
The ones that work, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a natural selection. It happens, and it happens time and time and time and time again. And I think that's what we're about to start experiencing. So massive corporation positioning in itself, you know, to be one of those connectors to say, you know, here's a UI designer or a UX designer,
right,
or a programmer, or, you know, somebody with a specialized talent,
right,
that would fit better inside of a company that's here actually getting momentum.
Well, and you brought to our attention the outgrowth of Massive when you talked about Massive Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that going?
Oh, wow. Massive Academy, because we also saw education as being one of those areas where we have to just do a better job. We have to do a better job. And I think 2014 made me even more passionate about that idea. So what you're going to find is Massive Academy grew up. It did a lot of work online with Udemy and some other online platforms. Got over 17,000 users, probably one of the largest Udemy bases in the country, sitting right here in Tallahassee.
Right.
Did an awesome job teaching CSS and HTML5, which we call edge learning, getting those skills into the hands of the people who need it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Massive Academy did that. Then it kind of grew up and became maker-based education. And it's taken a different slant because that's part of the national conversation. Everything from the presidential administration all the way down is talking about maker-based education. Like, how do we create an education system where kids are actually putting their hands on things and making, right?
Yeah.
So that's Massive Academy. But what I'm really, really excited about, and I'm a little partial to it, is Creators Camp. Creators Camp is coming to the fold 2015. It was another project that Massive Corporation was spawning. And we actually did two prototypes this past year with the RIMS program at FAMU. And we also did at Griffin Middle School, where we're actually getting creativity, building up creative confidence in kids and innovation and collaboration in the K-12 level, which to me I think is so important.
How are those students different than those who might be on the other end of that age spectrum?
The younger students?
Yeah.
Man, that's a heartstring right there for me. That's a heartstring.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, you know, I think the younger that you expose children to their creative capacity, their ability to create, and not don't let me say expose them like they've never seen it before, re-expose them, reintroduce themselves to their own creative capacity. Because I really believe that systematically, our system, whether it be the education system or just sociological system, it begins to siphon or begins to lessen or it begins to dampen a child's willingness or their, their tolerance for creativity, right? So what you find is if you look at a child at the age of 7 and you look at that exact same child at the age of 15, their creative confidence has been reduced. At 7, they believe everything is possible. At 15, some things are possible. By 18, only the things that they can see are possible.
We find that among those who intern with us.
These are people, here we go.
Yeah, they're sophomores, juniors, seniors in these colleges that you've referred to. And they're sitting around. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out how to create the next big thing instead of just doing what's right in front of them. And mm-hmm. so they can't seem to get their hands on mm-hmm. that Google-like enterprise that mm-hmm. they are going to create.
Right.
And so what we try to do is get them to create with the very things that are in front of them, and we give them tons of opportunity. So I have to tell them, okay, well, someday you will create the next Microsoft. That's wonderful. Right now you need to write this press release.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So take a hold of those creative elements that you have within yourself mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that have always been there mm-hmm. and set them free. Let them go.
But you know what? It's a dual-edged sword, though, Brian. It's a dual-edged sword. Here's the situation. Like when I talk to C-level executives at companies and I talk about, you know, the people that they're bringing on board, right? A lot of them say when kids come out of college, they're useless because they don't have that big thinking mentality. Mm-hmm.
Talking with our good friend Vincent Hunt as we look forward to 2015, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow too by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at vanguardnorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are back talking with the very lovely, articulate, handsome...
Here you go.
Erudite... Vincent Hunt, who allows me to laden him with all of this josh and vigor. We have been having a good conversation about Tallahassee's future here. And as we look forward to 2015 and even 2016, mm-hmm. Mr. Hunt, you bring to our attention some of those efforts that have been launched mm-hmm. in the last few years. Some have done well, some not so well. But the outcome sounds rather cheery to me from your point of view.
Absolutely.
That we are making progress, especially along the lines of educational opportunities, invigorating young designers and innovators and entrepreneurs, getting them into that flow.
Mm-hmm.
It has been my observation, mm-hmm. and I know you want to talk about Tallahassee's business climate and business, the development of the business community. But it's been my observation, and you know I'm given to this plantation talk that mm-hmm. I love to point to as our, it's part of our history. I mean, it's who we are. It's what we've come from, mm-hmm. An agrarian economy mm-hmm. that never had to incur the disruptions of the Civil War because we just went right along and did what we'd been doing, except that, okay, the land now belongs to some other people,
mm-hmm.
and the means of achievement are not quite the same,
mm-hmm.
but all the processes remain the same. And so, as you said earlier, our biggest product now are college graduates and maybe bureaucrats and
all the other stuff.
Right. And the lobbyists. But in that way, it seems to me, and others have said this much better than I have. I think of Ron Frazier, who many years served with JMI, Jim Moran Institute, and talked about his experience coming to Tallahassee from outside and having done very well for himself in the corporate world over many years and achieved great, great things. And his observation was he'd never seen a community where resources were so tightly siloed, is the term, you know, where the people who had the control, the power, the people who were making the decisions, the people who had the great ideas couldn't seem to get together. Mm-hmm. And so my concern is that some of that is by design. Some of that is by intent, you know, that we know Vincent's got the next greatest thing, but I want to get my hands on it so I can own it and control it and make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that that's the case, or am I
very much so?
Yeah,
very much so. I mean, but that happens in any environment where resources are perceived.
Yeah,
let's use this word perceived to be scarce.
Yeah,
right. So if you perceive to have a scarcity of ideas, the best idea that comes across your plate, you're going to try to grab it and keep it for yourself.
Sure, sure.
Versus saying, you know what, maybe if we work collaboratively together, we'll get this idea into the marketplace and everybody can succeed.
Well, and the thing about that, Vince, is that in other communities, and you're right, I mean, this is certainly not unique to Tallahassee, the idea that there's a competition. But here, it seems to me that this idea is unique in this way. That the people in control, we'll call them the powerful, and those who are less controlling, who are the powerless, both agree that's the way it's supposed to be. And that is the conditions of a plantation where it's, and you see it dramatized in some of the films that have come out in the last two or three years, you know, 12 Years a Slave. You know, the plantation is liberated, but all the slaves just stand there.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do. Because this is the only life they've ever known.
Absolutely.
And when they finally decide here and in their hearts, I don't have to live this way anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. Things happen.
Yeah.
So we've got to get people engaged in realizing there's a whole lot more than what you think
Absolutely.
Can be done.
Absolutely.
On both sides.
Absolutely. And if you can remember, you know, every time that we've talked, I've always talked about this thing, which I've kind of coined the bigger conversation. Right. The bigger conversation is Tallahassee is not in a silo into itself. It's part of this bigger ecosystem called the United States of America. And all of the United States of America is going through this upheaval, through this transformation or this switch from the industrial to the post-industrial
economy.
Are
we that way? Are we sort of community centric? We look and think.
Yeah.
We're it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's a big piece of the problem. So with Massive Corporation, when we launched the Startup Grind platform, which was a Google-backed entrepreneur platform to actually bring startup champions to the table and to have a fireside chat with them, you know, and get that out, you know, on Google's platform with, you know, video of the event and so on and so forth. Yeah. What our attempt was to do is to bridge the conversation in between Tallahassee and the rest of the entrepreneurial world. Right. That's only one little small piece of it, though. Right. That's only one little piece. But I think that, again, if we get back down to what's important, and for Massive Corporation, it's people. Getting back down to the people. And when you start talking about entrenching yourself into a way of thinking, if I can get an eighth grader, let's just imagine this. If we can get an eighth grader or a ninth grader, understanding one, their creative capacity. Building up their tolerance for innovation. In other words, I will create and fail until I actually break through, right? And then actually help them grow and understanding their strengths. I'm talking about God-given strengths, and I can say it, right? Their God-given strengths, the things that they have the ability to do. If we can build those three pieces in that eighth or ninth grader and start to change their thinking, by the time they get to the position of power, now we've changed something. We've changed the dynamic. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do, and I think that that was well illustrated in all that JT and did with Imagine Tallahassee. I know you were involved in Imagine. Several people involved. I mentioned JT Burnett, but that was a collective effort, no doubt. And yet,
among those who were being presented with all of this, they were those people in power, relatively. And I don't know that much has come of that. I mean,
right.
What happened?
Right. And I think, but see, that's
so
just.
So you're saying you've got to get.
Deeper.
Way over here.
You got to get JT at like in eighth grade. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Because, see, by the time he becomes one of the decision makers, key decision makers, and JT and Kim, they've done a really, really great job. They're a part of this new thinking.
Yeah.
And in any form of innovation, you're going to have a ton of disruption and chaos. That's where we are right now. That's why I love it. That's why I think we've done a lot. Right? When you can create as much chaos as we've created in a short amount of time,
yeah,
that's really, really good. Because what's going to fall out of that, what's going to fall out of the chaos are the best ideas, the best thinking. And massive corporation, we're only one piece of the thinking. And our thinking,
yeah,
is we see this big nugget, this big resource that we've been messing up a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The young innovators and creators that are really going to be in charge of the deal in 2020.
I love that phrase, when all seems to be falling apart, it's the best indication scientific progress is being made.
Higgs, yeah.
Yeah.
The good stuff is coming out, right? It's all shaken out.
And we're going to have you come back and keep us in touch with all of that. Folks,
right,
we've had a lovely opportunity here, in my opinion, to talk with our good friend Vincent Hunt, who, for his part, I think has been rather massive in his influence. Yeah, sorry. But Massive Corporation, one of his many ideas, along with Menulus and Stadium Runner, is running, and you make me tired. You really do.
I make myself just tired.
Slow down, man.
I
You're
can't.
Killing me.
Velocity.
We are so grateful. Thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it.
Folks, coming up here to the top of the hour, we've got ABC News, and we will be back after our break and continue with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. This Christmas, may that joy fill your heart now and throughout the coming year. From Ray Gordon Brake Service, the brake experts on Greer Road, call 850-386-6133. Witten Glass on South Monroe, 850-222-5781. And by Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, 850-656-8453.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday afternoon on this occasion because of Florida playing in their bowl game earlier today. We very graciously, courteously step aside to allow our Gator friends to enjoy their football game and their pregame show. So here we are at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock today. Glad you are with us and appreciate you always for tuning in when we have an opportunity to talk about Tallahassee and its many interesting personalities and people. And as we've heard from Mr. Hunt, it is the people, after all, who define us as a community and bring to us the ideas and the motivation. The implementation of those ideas collectively, and that's happening. If you're not part of that conversation, well, this is a good place to be, by the way, for that, because you're going to find with Tallahassee Talks, we seek out those folks and bring them to you consistently, do our very best anyway to make sure that you're in touch with the people that we think are helping to shape and reshape what Tallahassee's all about. And I mean, if you've listened to me at all for any length of time, you know that I'm annoyingly quick to recall some of our own economic history and cultural history having to do with plantation thinking and a kind of stoicism, I would call it, cultural stoicism, where we repel anything that's out of the ordinary
or any expression of innovation. We like things that are regulated and controlled and predictable, and on it goes, you know, because, you know, plantations produce products and they're mechanized in that way and organized in that way. Unfortunately for the modern era, that doesn't lend itself well to an environment that is dominated by internet speed and internet access. Ideas abound. And within a matter of seconds, your news story ends up going worldwide, just depending on the significance of your particular story, to your demise in some cases, as people will acknowledge. If what happens to you is of significance to more than two or three other people, you can assume that it's going to be out there on Twitter or on somebody's blog. And with that kind of access, then, the fact that we are living in a community that in some respects tends to push away from the modern era. A lot of times I think we find ourselves bound by that old thinking. And, of course, this is the conversation we've had with Mr. Hunt and those like him who look at us and say, you know, there are ways in which we continue to struggle, and we do it to ourselves because we're not willing to throw aside some of those old encumbrances and embrace the new. Certainly 2014, as we look back, there were lots of ways in which we were forced to confront the realities of everyday life, and we did see some advancements and some progress, and we saw some change of leadership. Even at the level of state officials, and we saw the re-election, however, of our own governor, Rick Scott. So the gubernatorial race was one of the big headlines out of 2014. But at the same time, we saw over here at FAMU the installation of their new CEO and president, Elmira Mangum, who has now taken the helm. She is the school's 11th president. She took office April 1st, and the first female president in FAMU's storied 127-year history. And, by the way, the first CEO in almost 50 years who did not attend Florida A&M. She's been, prior to this, she was vice president of budget and planning at Cornell University, if you didn't know that already. So we look forward to continued news from FAMU and their growth and progress and success, and hopefully they can find themselves in better standing academically in relation to accreditation issues and finance and that sort of thing. So we're all kinds of good expectations for the new president, and we bid her well in her endeavor. Tallahassee would not be Tallahassee without having, in fact, the kinds of folks who bring novelty and artistic expression, especially. And so we've had the pleasure of having people like Sarah Mack with us on occasion, and and other artists, including the Fried Turkeys, if you were listening. We had them in just before Thanksgiving. I thought that was appropriate. And then we've had Drew Tillman with us on a few occasions, and Drew, for his part, bringing a distinctly, I think, a Tallahassee sort of sound to the mic. And for his achievements, including his presentation, his appearance at the Songwriters Festival over there in Destin. He's done so now, I think, four or five times. One of the few from this area to be invited to do so. So a proficient individual, and someone who will continue, I think, in our own town to be a great contributor to the music scene. We have coming up in the hour ahead of us, Dr. Mignon, who will be talking about health issues and wellness issues. So as we look forward to 2015, we thought it appropriate that we could spend a few moments thinking about some of those things we need to do for ourselves emotionally and physically, spiritually, our spiritual health. And we'll talk with her at length about, well, I guess we'll probably talk about the health community and how things are going here in relation to the services, the medical community as such at large, and how well our population is being served. You know, we have two major hospitals and several clinics, lots of doctors. Florida State, its own medical school. You would think that we have things pretty well organized, but I can tell you from a personal standpoint, my own personal experience, it's been sort of disappointing of late, and I've had interactions with a couple of different medical facilities that left me really scratching my head, and perhaps we'll talk about that with Dr. Mignon when she comes here in just a moment. I want to remind you, too, that if you have an idea for us in this year ahead, if you'd like us to interview somebody or you have a topic in mind, you can always email us. topics@TallahasseeTalks.com is the place to go. Send us your ideas, and we will get those in front of our producers. And who knows, maybe we'll get your guest or your topic on the air with us. Another thing to do is go to our Facebook page. You can always check us out there, find out what's going on, and post comments. And recall that we have some wonderfully, delightfully magnanimous sponsors who make this all very possible for us. And we want to thank our sponsors for bringing the show to you today, including The Green Room over there with Heather Baker and company. Great little shop. If you're interested in looking your very best, The Green Room is the place to go. Having said that, I'll remind you, too, if you check it out online, TallahasseeTalks.com has a complete archive of all the shows that we've been pleased to bring you. So you can always go back and listen to any of those that you may have missed or those you'd like to share with somebody else. You just send them the link. That's how it rolls around here. We're looking forward to having Dr. Mignon with us here shortly, so stay with me. We'll continue right after this.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook, you know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The best place for conversation, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
She is an internist and a pediatrician. She's a native of Tallahassee and graduated from Leon High School. She went to Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston, Massachusetts, and completed her residency training in internal medicine and pediatrics at Yale University Hospital in Connecticut. Dr. Mignon Aminicki is our guest. How are you, doctor?
I'm wonderful.
May I call you doctor?
Oh, absolutely.
Or should I call you Mignon? Either way, as long as I don't
call
you late.
Whatever rolls off of your mouth, the
best.
Yeah,
well, that's always dangerous. But then again, you and I know each other well. And folks, I'll tell you that this woman has contributed not only to her own patients and their health, but I've benefited in listening to her talk about health issues over the many years. So it's a pleasure to have you here. And as we look forward now, we're in the first show of the new year, and we're talking about 2015 as maybe some of us are making these resolutions, right, our New Year's resolutions that by all indications are sort of pointless because I think 90% of those that are made never occur. Thought it would be helpful to have you talk about setting goals that are realistic. Perhaps we can talk about the medical community at large and your participation in that community. You've been a contributor for a number of years. In fact, How long have you been in practice in Tallahassee? I've forgotten.
I've been working here, practicing in my practice for 12 years now, working on the 12th year.
That's substantial. Mm-hmm. And have in that time built for all of us who benefit from your services a number of different components. You've got now what you refer to as Health and Wellness Centers of North Florida. Is that the right title?
Yes, that's correct. The practice is called, we have multiple components to my practice.
Yeah.
But the general medical practice, which is for adults and kids, is called the Health and Wellness Centers of North Florida.
Okay.
And I renamed it that about 2 years ago because health and wellness is the goal.
Hand in hand.
Absolutely. And that's the movement for the future, and I think that that's what we all want. So we don't want a doctor who just addresses your illnesses or your issues, chronic illnesses, but who actually helps you to be better. And I do believe that we can be better in the future. So this is a great time to talk about these kind of things as we move into a new year and all of us get older every day. I always say that just because we're older doesn't mean that we can't be better than we are today in the future.
My children continue to challenge me to evolve. They'll say, Dad, you really need to evolve on a number of different topics. And health issues, I think, are among those, maybe most prominently. So with that comment, I can tell you personally that old habits die hard, don't they?
Absolutely. You know? It's very difficult.
You know, but you have things in place that help me achieve that change.
Yes.
I know there's transformations.
Yes, Transformations for Life. That's our weight loss and nutritional program. So we actually help people to lose weight. So a few years ago, of course, I talk about weight because it's so directly related to all of our other health issues, hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol, arthritis, back pain, good sleep, obstructive sleep apnea, all of these things. So I talk about it all the time, and everybody knows, we all know that we need to do better, most of us, most of the time.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
How?
It's hard to make changes. And so a few years ago, I decided to show people the way. What could I do as a physician to help people truly achieve those goals that they know they need to attain? So we walk the walk and, you know, talk the talk, walk the walk, and make it happen for people. And it's a wonderful thing.
And Transformations for Life, that's for men and women.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's okay. For men. It's for women.
And then you have the Wellness Center.
Yes.
How is that different?
Yeah. Well, the Wellness Center by Dr. Mignon, I opened that about coming up on 8 years, I believe. But again, that also was to address the mental health, spiritual health, because we're more than just, you know, our happiness and personal satisfaction is so important.
Right.
We have vitamins and supplements there. We have a wonderful massage therapist there. I do laser hair removal, so some aesthetic sort of outer body work. But again, that also fulfills the need for that inner personal satisfaction with oneself. So there's laser hair removal, which, you know, again, we have both men and women for that. And most recently, I added something called Cool Sculpting, which is very nice. You know, yes, we need to exercise. Yes, we need to eat right. We need to do all those things. But sometimes we just need a little help from the outside, and that's okay. I encourage people to ask for help when we need it. And Cool Sculpting actually freezes the fat away. So I brought that in coming up on a year ago, and that's been a lot of fun, and people have been very happy with that.
I'm intrigued. I really am intrigued with that, and I think that's something that I should look into.
It's pretty cool.
If I could freeze my fat, among other things, it would not continue to grow, I would think, once it's frozen.
Yeah, well, you know, the beautiful thing is, you're going to find this very interesting, you're right. Once it is literally frozen or using this cool therapy, the fat cells die, and they get carried away by your lymphatic system. So it's non-invasive. And the beautiful thing is, Brian, did you know that we have a fixed number of fat cells? A fancy word is adipocytes.
Ah.
So once we kill them or cause adipolysis, and those go away, they can't come back. Not in that particular area. Now, that doesn't mean, that the fat cells that remain can't get fatter or smaller, but literally it will take it away. So that's an interesting piece of information.
I've had times in my life when I've lost weight sizably and then put the weight back on. And you're saying, well, that's because the fat cells are still there waiting to be filled up again.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, folks, this is why we have Dr. Mignana Menicky with us, because we're going to learn about wellness issues and freezing fat and how we're doing as a community in maintaining our health and setting goals here in 2015. And I am very grateful that you've chosen to be with me in this hour as we continue our conversation here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Among those many sponsors who we love and adore, we have a Country Rose Florist bringing you this portion of our show. Check him out online, acountryroseflorist.com.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph went up to Bethlehem with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. This Christmas, may that joy fill your heart now and throughout the coming year. A message of hope
from Volcar Sales and Service. For repairs, maintenance, and installation of everything on your vehicle, Volcar for all cars. Call 942-4980. Glass Pro Shop for residential, commercial, and auto glass installation and replacement. For problems solved, call 575-7403. And Thomas Serio, MD, practicing family medicine in Tallahassee and supporting his patients through a full spectrum of personalized care. Call 576-3847.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back talking with Dr. Mignana Menicky and learning a lot about some of the innovative programs that she offers through her practice. Do you see other practitioners jumping on that bandwagon? It's not just the old way anymore. There's a lot of innovation in medical health. Would you agree?
Oh, I would agree. Definitely. It is difficult. It's taken many years to create such a practice that has so many components and addresses all of the issues in one place. So that is very unique about our facility. We also have a mental health component to our office, which is called Impact Behavioral Health. So again, we're addressing, your medical issues with the Health and Wellness Centers of North Florida. That's internal medicine, pediatrics. That's the entire family from babies to grandma and grandpa. And then, of course, we have our counseling component with psychologists and mental health counselors. And then, of course, we're able to integrate that treatment upstairs in our facility. And, of course, we have the weight loss program and the aesthetic program and personal trainers and a fitness space where we have Zumba and other types of training and exercise. So it is, I must say, unique in that everything is housed in one place and people can move from one spot to another depending upon what their needs are.
Is that for you the achievement of what was a goal back when you were going to Leon High School? I mean, you grew up here.
Yes.
And you've seen a lot of changes going on, not just in the medical community, but at large. Does this represent that for you?
It is a goal that has been an evolution. Really, I didn't know that that's what I was going to do at the time, but, I've been able to add on the pieces that I thought we needed.
And you're one of those folks that the Chamber of Commerce especially prizes highly because you decided to move back here and stay here. This creative class of individual that otherwise you could have located in a lot of other places, but you chose to be in Tallahassee. I'm curious about that. Why?
Oh, well, that is interesting. I actually didn't intend to do that. I had all sorts of worldly aspirations, and I really enjoyed travel. In my medical training, had gone to South Africa, which was beautiful, and spent time in Ecuador, which was wonderful, and did, you know, pediatric infectious disease in the most infectious environments that I could. But anyway, when I finally completed my residency and it was time to set down roots and I knew that we were going to make a practice, where else would I come other than home, a place that I could be committed to for the rest of my life?
Do you know Aretha Jones by any chance?
No.
Aretha has started 7 community medical, neighborhood medical clinics, aimed at providing health care for homeless people and low-income families.
Mm-hmm.
She grew up in Havana.
Oh, that's wonderful.
A daughter of a sharecropper who never had any shoes, going to school and, you know, living in an impoverished environment, but met her husband in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He joined the Air Force. They traveled the world, and they too chose to come back to Tallahassee.
That's wonderful.
For that reason, then, as you've seen Tallahassee move forward, do you find that our medical community here is doing a good job, or what are some of the ways in which you think we can do better?
Well, I think we're doing a good job. I think that we need more providers, and the nation as a whole needs more medical providers. That's doctors, for sure. There's a shortage in this area. And mid-level providers like nurse practitioners and those types. I think that, again, healthcare is changing rapidly, and the hospitals are growing, but there could be, and we're working on better communication. You know, it's difficult when patients go to this facility for one thing and another office for another, and the doctor's offices are not communicating very well. There are some fixes for that. You know, with our technology, we can log on and get those medical records better, and we're a certified patient-centered medical home, so we really focus on getting those records, but I think we could do better. And one other area that I think that we as a community can do better on, and even our local Tallahassee Democrat, you know, pushes this, but I think, and I have heard goals set by the hospitals, but of making Tallahassee the most healthy city in the nation.
And encouraging, I know that, as you mentioned the newspaper, their whole Move program has
which is a great thing, and I think people are really doing that. But I think that we need a lot more buy-in from the community, you know, and that, again, goes back to our personal commitments as individuals in making those changes, which are so difficult but can be done. But I wish that we as a community could, you know, make sure that not only do we move more, but we eat better. You know, we're here in the South, right? And we know how to cook some Southern food, which is very high in fat and calories very often. And I think we could do a better job as a community or region.
We love those greens, but man, we sure cook the vitamins out of them.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And that sweet potato pie and souffle and those macaroni and cheese dishes, you know.
Yeah, the deep fried Twinkies come
Yes, so I think we could do better. You know, I wish I could get more buy-in on that end. And this is a perfect time to, you know.
Well, that's kind of how we thought when we invited you to be on the show, that perhaps here in this first show of the year, we'd have a chance to say, folks, let us all buy in to this idea that we may not be able to fix everything that's wrong with us, but we could work on something. And we're going to talk with Dr. Menicky further about that, because I think that oftentimes we get caught up in and feel overwhelmed with how many ways in which we need to change. And those who I listen to, like you, have said, well, pick one. Start there and then work your way through that until you've achieved some success, and then move on to the next goal. Is that fair?
Oh, yes. And I always encourage people to start small. You know, we don't have to feel like we must change the world or change everything about ourselves. Like you said, pick one, but make some small changes or tweaks, and we'll find that we start to get some momentum and things get a little easier. So if that's just eating slightly smaller portions or walking or exercising a little more, but we have to change our brain and change our behavior. Mm-hmm. And that is hard to come by, but small little changes in the end equal, you know, equal a lot.
When we talk about medical systems, and you mentioned your practice in the earlier days of your contributions medically, infectious disease, and with this last year having been replete with Ebola concerns and scares and such, does that bother you? Are you concerned about either Ebola or infectious diseases of that magnitude that threaten the population? Is that something that bothers you or keeps you up at night worrying about it?
It was concerning when it does bother me. I mean, Ebola is a very vicious disease and infection, and people are dying still, even though they're not here in the United States. There's a lot of people dying from Ebola in Africa, and so that's very concerning. Mm. It's interesting. I was talking with my daughter, who's a middle school eighth grader, and she was saying that she overheard some of her friends in class saying, you know, well, nobody we know has Ebola. You know, we don't know those people, so it doesn't matter. And that was very disturbing to her, and it does matter.
Talking with Dr. Mignon Menicky about health issues in the coming year as we set ourselves some goals and objectives and benefit from the wisdom of this fine practitioner here in Tallahassee. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. This Christmas, may your heart be filled with the good news of that first Christmas night, now and throughout the new year. From Ray Gordon Brake Service, the brake experts on Greer Road, call 850-386-6133. Witten Glass on South Monroe, 850-222-5781. And by Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, 850-656-8453.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Here we are back talking with Dr. Mignon and enjoying the conversation. Hope you are. By the way, my friend, I'm glad that you decided to tune in on this particular show today, because in the first hour, having had conversation with Vincent Hunt and looking forward to 2015 and what we find up ahead with the development of our business and economic communities, technologies and such. Mr. Hunt was illustrative and able to point to several things that are going on and will continue to go forward in 2015 and 2016. So here in the context of that, we have Dr. Mignon talking about setting some goals, how we're doing, I guess, as a population locally, and how the medical community. Do you think that you said that the biggest challenge for you is to get the word out, getting people engaged in that conversation so that they know they have these resources? And I was asking myself this question: how do we rank, let's say, when you look at Atlanta, Orlando, Jacksonville, Pensacola, as a community, offer the best of the best? Or if you were to give us a ABCD kind of grade, how would you grade Tallahassee's medical proficiency? Good question, huh?
Good question.
Be careful now, because you know some of your colleagues are listening.
I know that. That's a good question. I would say we're probably about a B plus. I believe that we have all of the technology. We have most of the technology. You know, this is a very big question, and that's very. The answer is very broad. I mean, you're talking about cardiology, you're talking about pulmonology, you're talking about laparoscopic surgeries or using Da Vinci devices for prostate treatment. I mean,
well, and I find a lot of folks saying, oh, I've got to go down to Gainesville for treatment.
Yes.
Or I have to go to Atlanta for treatment, which then begs the question, well, why can't you get that treatment here? Yeah.
We have all of those treatments right here. And I always encourage my patients that the truth is that we have the facilities and we have the capabilities, and the local doctors that we have here are excellent, and the services are just getting better and better as well.
So then why the need for the travel, do you think?
Well, they have big names. I mean, it's very nice to go to a fancy...
Branding issues.
Yes, a fancy place like Mayo or Moffitt, and those are excellent facilities, Moffitt Center in Tampa.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that they do offer, which I think is wonderful, it's a wonderful service for the patients, is that, again, it's the integrated care and the ability to see a lot of different types of doctors in a short period of time. And, you know, that's one thing that's I find is difficult for patients here, especially if they have a complex issue, is, oh, you know, I get to see the pulmonologist on this day, and then I have to wait for a month or 2 weeks later and see the cardiologist, and, oh, I need to see the neurologist. And whereas a facility like Mayo or Moffitt or other facilities like that that are larger, you know, you can get that integrated care, and it can all happen very quickly over a 2 to 3 day period. You can see five different specialists and get all the tests you need.
Yeah. Well, and as a participant in that, as a patient, recently experienced the disparity, not only in terms of access, and we'll talk about the facilities themselves having to go to different places, right? Mm-hmm. But even looking at how services were being priced, which gets into sort of the more plebeian, you know, pedestrian aspects of healthcare. But, you know, when I was able to get a certain procedure for about $250 from one facility and the other charging me $1,200 for exactly the same, $1,200 for exactly the same testing. Okay, well, it so happened that the other high-priced facility was owned by a corporation. And, you know, they're going to make sure that they get their coinage.
Right.
Whereas the other facility, being a bit smaller, and maybe a little less concerned about that for whatever other reasons, made it easier for me to decide. I guess I'll go with the lower, because this was all out of pocket. This wasn't something that my insurance coverage was going to take care of. So I think that happens too. And the other question I had for you is how we as a community then deal with sort of the failures. You know, sometimes it seems to me that medical facilities are so encumbered with process, they really lose touch with the patient. And we had that happen with my wife, who was injured, ended up at a Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic. She had a high ankle sprain. It did not go well. And we had a conversation with their leadership team. And they said, you know, this is not how we intended this to go. And they were quite apologetic. But I wonder about those people who aren't as forthright, perhaps, as I was on that particular evening and saying, hey, guys, this is not working here.
Right.
It was a colossal failure. Do you find that part of the whole conversation to be maybe more disturbing than anything else when medical systems don't work the way they're supposed to?
Disturbing? I don't know if I'd use that word. You know, providing medical care is a challenge, and there's a lot for the facilities, especially large facilities or private facilities, smaller doctors' offices, It's a lot for them to do. But, you know, that customer service has to be, patient service has to be a priority. But it's difficult, I can tell you, as a person who runs their own practice to, you know, you must provide proper medical care.
Yeah.
You know, and you're talking about your staff and employees who may not be, you know, they don't have the level of training that I have, obviously. Yeah. I'm the doctor.
Yeah. And they all have to be on their A game every day.
You have to on your A game every day and compassionate. And again, we're talking medicine. You know, most patients don't come unless they have a problem.
Right.
So
that's
when you have to be your best, your very best. So it is a challenge for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have the best answer. I know I understand what the challenge is for the patients. And, you know, recently my mom was a patient. Not, I would say I don't like personally – you know, I don't like hospitals. I mean, it's not a fun place to be. It's not a fun place for the patient to be. And we have to keep that in mind when we're taking care of people.
I wonder, too, if we have just a couple of minutes here. If we look at some of those things that we know we could do with ourselves, can you give us, and you practice a what I would consider an integrated or holistic approach, right? So the you mentioned this, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual health. But I'm going to set my goal now. I'm going to sleep better. I'm going to stretch.
Yes.
And I'm going to consider my supplements. And I'm going to eat more green leafy vegetables and lay off on the fatty foods.
And that doesn't sound so difficult,
right,
does it?
Am I right? Carl's agreeing. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, folks, that's 2015. We'll see. We'll check with you in 6 months on that. And I'm sure Dr. Aminicky will be looking further at my health achievements. And Dr. Mignon, I have to tell you, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's all my pleasure as well.
And in fact, we'll keep Dr. Mignon on notice as we'll see how well I do. So that way you can come back.
I'm going to come back and report to the
people.
Yes,
yes, yes. Right. Do the checkup here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Mignon. Well, folks, that's what we do here. We love having people like Dr. Mignon bring us good information that we can rely on for our own health and well-being and the health of our community. It is our pleasure every week to do this for you. Thank you for being a part of today's show. We look forward to having you back again right here next Saturday, 93.3, our home station in Tallahassee. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill for men.
And the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. This Christmas, may your heart be filled with the glory of that first Christmas night, now and throughout the new year. A message of hope
from Volcar Sales and Service for repairs, maintenance, and installation of everything on your vehicle. Volcar for all cars. Call 942-4980. Glass Pro Shop for residential, commercial, and auto glass installation and replacement. For problems solved, call 575-7403. And Thomas Serio, MD, practicing family medicine in Tallahassee and supporting his patients through a full spectrum of personalized care. Call 576-3847.